gentlemen, it's time for Sports Talk on 780 KAZN.
I hit the slam! I hit the slam! I've been too long, I'm glad to be back. That news from the news, that's
the number one rated daily sports show in Northern Arizona. Log online to KAZMradio.com/sports to contact your hosts. And now, here they are, Mike Tabak and the Crisis, Rob Lascano.
Welcome in, sports fans. Glad to have you along with us. Another edition of Sports Talk rolls out to you from the studios at ESPN 780 KAZM. He is the Crisis. I am Mike Tabak. He is Rob Lascano. Together, we make up this little show called Sports Talk, where most of the time we talk sports, if I recall. We're going to start it a little different, though.
Oh.
I have a complaint. I think we've finally crossed the line in this regard. I'm a big complainer about multi-language things. You know, you buy electronics or something like that, and you get the little pamphlet, and you can't, if you got to flip it over, turn it upside down, go around over here, try and find the English portion.
So you're not a bilingual type of person?
No. No, I'm straight. Have been my whole life. But the... I'm looking at this calendar we've got in the studio here.
I noticed it was bugging you.
And it's driving me nuts. Now, it's a calendar. Obviously, numbers are the most important part of that.
Absolutely. So numbers those, and the days.
And the and the numbers are fine. The days and the month all have alternate translations. Now, the biggest... The one that stands out, of course, is the English language.
So that has the biggest font.
Right. So I'm looking at January, big orange font. Then below that, off to the right a little bit, is the translations into other languages. One of which you said, Enero is Spanish.
Enero, right.
Okay. So that one's pretty obvious. That would be the second one you would see a lot. Then there's Janvier or whatever, like Janvier, like French.
Janvier.
Janvier.
Right.
Okay. I don't mind so much the languages or anything like that, but I didn't buy this calendar in France.
Right.
I didn't even buy it in, like, Nogales or something. We didn't go that south to the border to where we wouldn't have English.
Right.
At the very least, knowing the 7 days of the week without needing translation or the month.
Right.
The thing that gets me is this is not a universal calendar. You know what I'm saying? This is an Americanized calendar.
It's not like you're saying it's not a calendar of the world or a bunch of flowers or
it's
trees.
It's a John Wayne calendar. I don't think the Duke would be too appreciative of this particular calendar.
I reckon so.
I mean, it's a John Wayne calendar translated into French and Spanish. The numbers, though...
Stay the same.
Stay the same. Thank goodness.
Right. They didn't go, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, right? They didn't do that, right?
Whoa.
I took French for 3 years in high school. I took the French language. So I was, you know,
I was there one semester. I took French.
I speak English and Spanish, and then French was my third language of choice that I wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back in the day when I had albums instead of tapes or disc or whatever. Albums, big, you know. Remember
right.
The albums. These kids don't know what albums are now.
No, I know. You know. They look photo album?
Yeah, no
it's
idea.
It's on my phone. It's on my Facebook page.
So my French teacher told me to... I was having problems with the long words and sentences, you know, of course.
Right.
French's language is all screwed up. And,
I know. The truth of it is it's our language.
She tells me to listen to the record while I'm sleeping. So it'll go to my subconscious and I can pick it up easier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that the record would skip in the middle of the night.
Oh, God.
So now when I try to speak French, I stutter.
That's awesome.
You don't like the French period.
No, I don't. I really don't.
That's what bugs you the most out of that calendar.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not too happy about that. What are you going to do? You know, I just noticed it. I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is a John Wayne calendar. This is not like Arizona highways or something. Even just, you know, some basic scenery or something like that or a car.
I totally get it.
Yeah. This is freaking John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
There should only be one language. I'm not sure the John Wayne calendar sells very well in France. I'm not sure. I wouldn't think so. But
you know.
I don't.
You know, a movie called Little Romance. Do you remember that movie?
No. Little Romance?
Little Romance. Was it
porn? What are we talking
about? No. What's her name? Diane, whatever her name is. She's
Keaton?
Cannon? No. She was Superman's mom in the last Superman.
Oh, right, yeah.
I forgot her name.
Yeah,
well, she's a little girl in this movie. And she goes to France with her parents. He's some kind of bigwig in the government. Anyway, and she meets a little French kid, and they have like a little romance, and they run away. You never saw the movie? Anyway, it was a really cute movie. Well, the French kid was a huge John Wayne fan.
Oh, really?
So he imitated him. He loved all his John Wayne. He took her to see John Wayne movies. That's what they would sneak out and do this. And the parents didn't want her to date this kid because he was kind of a, you know,
rebel,
a little bit more advanced than she was.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he was. You never saw that? So John Wayne's a big deal in France, actually. Big deal.
All right.
Yeah. Not anymore, but back in the day when he was, you know.
You got me on that one, man. I would have had no clue. But I'm glad that you're out watching French love films. That's
what the heck's her name, man?
You have to look it up because it's going to kill me. But she's awesome though. She's gorgeous. That one.
Used to be. Nice.
Remember I don't know what she looks like now. They made her look pretty bad in the Superman.
No, they did. They made her look old and decrepit.
Yeah. Not her fault. All right. So we did our show yesterday a little early. We recorded it. And by the time it aired, everything we had said was no longer true. So we need to get in on the old coaching carousel talk and get all that figured out and give you some updates on where everybody's going. The one injury update that really reflects over this weekend, though, that we do know of right now is that Antonio Brown is going to be out for the Steelers on Sunday against the Broncos.
That could be big news, right?
Yeah,
there.
Well, and we still don't know what to expect out of Roethlisberger. He's got the separated shoulder. Lane, okay. I was kept thinking Lab, but that was another one. Diane Lane, there you go. The other injury, like the Roethlisberger injury, we really don't know how bad he is, other than from what I understood, that's why they went to the screen passes and stuff, is he couldn't throw the ball downfield. In that game after he hurt his shoulder. And then if he's not healthy and you have Jarvis Landry, no Antonio Brown.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell's obviously not there anymore. He's out. So now you have essentially your triplets. This would be like the old Cowboys in the 90s and you show up to play them in the playoffs. And it's, you know, Daryl Johnson starting at halfback instead of fullback. Yeah. And it's, you know, and Michael Irvin's out and you got to count on Alvin Harper to be your number one target. Oh, and then by the way, Jason Garrett, your quarterback instead of Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Screwed.
Yeah. I don't see the Steelers being able to win this game against the Broncos. I don't care how bad the Broncos offense is or is not with Peyton Manning in there. It could be fantastic. It could be terrible. Either way, I don't see the Steelers beating the Broncos, but. That's why they play him. That's why they don't do it on paper. But Antonio Brown is out with the concussion. What did you think about the whole aftermath of that? We talked about it a little bit when you got coaches out on the field and the whole thing just, you know, it was kind of both sides were well over the top. And the refs probably should have called offsetting penalties as opposed to just tacking on 30 yards to a drive.
But, I mean, we didn't learn anything with Woody Hayes.
Right.
And Tomlin did that. Remember a couple years ago? What was it, a playoff game? Somebody's returning a punt
out in front of the Ravens.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Interception return or something.
I don't remember if that was a playoff game or not. Yeah.
So what Porter did and Munchak, what he did, you know, I mean, it's, they really should be, I don't know, suspended or something, fined heavily. I don't know. What.
No, yeah, there should be some kind of a fine at the very least that comes out of that. But then you had Adam Jones, Pac-Man, only on Sundays, I guess, nowadays. But he comes out, you know, he got the last penalty for shoving Porter or going after Porter. He comes out later and says that Antonio Brown was fine and winked at him and smiled while he was coming off the field. He may have been okay, you know, from a health standpoint, like he was going to live and he wasn't in pain. But he obviously was concussed, or he'd be in there practicing and ready to play this week, and he's already been ruled out. So, you know, the whole thing, and then Adam Jones comes on, you know, he's on the NFL Network, and he's talking to Michael Irvin, and he's telling him that, or actually, excuse me, he was on with Brandon Marshall, who does a really good job on those shows. When he's not playing anymore, he does all the commentary and stuff. Brandon Marshall.
Oh yeah, he's, you know, he's got it.
He's great.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one, I think, to watch.
He's going to be guy. He'll definitely have a gig when he's done. Anyhow, he's talking to him about how you know, it was all bogus and the refs threw the flag on him because of his reputation, and goes off on the referees on his Instagram or Vine or whatever his Twitter. Then blasts Porter, of course, for coming out on the field. But then he starts talking about how Antonio Brown was faking it and blah blah blah. It's really too little, too late. You know, a little jilted lover kind of thing, a little bitter about the loss, so he wants to complain. The reality is this was a complete and total meltdown by the Bengals. You know what I mean? How can you blame all these other people when you got 30 yards of penalties in 20 seconds? Unreal. You know, come out and blame everybody else? Wow. I won't miss the Bengals being in the playoffs. I get tired of that team real fast.
They're not in it long every year, so it's no big deal. They're in and out.
Well, and Marvin Lewis keeps his job. We'll talk about some of the other people that are going to keep theirs and other guys that are getting new ones, where they're going to go. We're pretty much all figured out now, right? I think so. Outside of a couple of contracts that still need to be signed, but
I think everything's filled.
We're good to go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more sports talk. ESPN 780 KAZM. Mike and the Crisis here with you. Got some Coyotes and Kings tickets to give away for next Saturday night. Stay tuned. Welcome back in. Sports Talk, ESPN 780, KAZM. Okay, you did some background search. And I had forgotten that all of his wives were Latinas. John Wayne.
Yep.
So he was, I guess, fluent in Spanish.
Yep. He had three wives. They're all, I guess, Mexican.
Yeah.
And he could speak Spanish fluently.
Okay. So that we now accept.
Right.
That's fine. Now we're good with that. We're fine with that. And you know, Mexico very close to the United States in Old West history and stuff like that. So you got that. We're willing to accept that one. Okay. Still, no excuse for the French language being on a John Wayne. I don't care if he is popular with little punk kids in France, like you say.
All right, Pilgrim.
All right. We got so many coaching decisions that were made yesterday. We now know who essentially everybody is. The Giants did get McAdoo to be their head coach. They're going to keep the defensive coordinator.
I'm not excited about that.
No.
Are you? I mean, I could care less what happens to the Giants or whatever, but I don't see excitement. That wasn't a wild pick for me.
Right. No, I agree. I don't see how you were hoping to improve.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Are you telling me Coughlin was a cancer?
Right.
You know what I mean? Say now that he's out, you're just better?
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
That one's an interesting one to me. I think you and I both agree on that. It just doesn't, there was no improvement made that I could tell, anyhow. Who did they get? They got, who is their offensive coordinator now?
Who is there for Giants?
Yeah.
I don't know if they've named one yet, but it was McAdoo, wasn't it?
Didn't they, I think they hired somebody, a pretty good name, too, to go in there. So let me look into that. But here's the deal. Here's what we do know. Jim Caldwell will remain coach of the Lions.
Yay, Detroit Lions fans, yay.
Woo.
Another, yeah. I don't understand how that guy has a job situation.
I
really don't.
He was in the Indianapolis, Peyton Manning, so he looked real good, and then he had no Peyton Manning, and they looked real bad.
They went 2-14.
Yeah, and cost him his job. then he goes off to Detroit and hasn't done squat there. So
no.
I don't get that one either. But he's staying apparently. The Bucks, who of course fired Lovie Smith,
which was a surprise to me.
And what we understood was that this was the plan because Dirk Cutter was going to get a head coaching job somewhere. So the idea was we'll just fire our head coach and promote him. That way we can keep him here.
I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Dirk Cutter. Who's Dirk Cutter? ASU head coach.
He used to be ASU head coach. He's been an offensive guy.
Was he undefeated at ASU? Did he win a Rose Bowl? Did he win a national title? What did he do at ASU?
Nothing. I don't really recall. Was he the head coach at the time that Plummer and company went to the Rose Bowl undefeated and lost to Ohio State?
He was there from 2001 to 2006.
Okay, so Plummer's he was afterwards. Gone. Yeah, they were already done.
He, career record, 66 wins and 44 losses as a college head coach.
That's not great, I mean, if you look at that, that's a 6-4 season every year. That's not
every year.
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
It's not good. It's okay.
I just don't understand that pick either. I really don't. You get a real Lovie Smith, who I think, first of all, good character guy, right? I mean, I think you know that guy is just, solid character guy, right?
Right, absolutely.
I think he's an outstanding coach. He comes into a deal where he gets number one pick or number two pick, whatever that Winston pick was. We didn't like that pick.
Right.
I thought Winston had a heck of a year.
Yeah.
Don't know if it was Lovie Smith.
I think it was probably more to do, obviously, with Cutter. And maybe that's the decision. And I can't disagree with that because we've watched this process fail so many young quarterbacks. Alex Smith was one of the biggest ones. He had a different offensive coordinator, I think, 7 out of his first 8 years. I mean, that's a different offense every single year, Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah.
He was with 49ers.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, so if you have a situation, we have a young quarterback who was having some success and started to really show signs of being a good NFL quarterback, you don't want to lose your offensive coordinator, and if the rumor mill had him going somewhere else, then that's why they opened up the spot for him. I can't totally disagree with the move just because of that. But I agree with you. When you watch the promotion from within, I always have to ask myself, well, why are you so convinced this person is going to be better than the person
that
was their boss before that hired them?
Yeah,
they obviously share a mindset somehow, or they wouldn't be employed that way.
Dirk Cutter was at Boise State for 3 years, 6-5, 10-3, 10-2. The last two seasons, he won the Humanitarian Bowl each of those seasons. He was first place in those last two seasons in the Big West Conference. The, you know, the famous Big West Conference.
Right.
Then he goes to ASU. 4-7, 8-6, 5-7, 9-3, 7-5, 7-6. He won the Sun Bowl and the Insight Bowl. Lost the Holiday Bowl and lost the Hawaiian Bowl. Never placed more than third in the Pacific 10 Conference, which is now the Pac-12, right? I think it's called Pac-12 now. I don't know.
They changed it.
To me, I have no idea, man. I really have no idea why this is a good pick for the Buccaneers. None.
I guess when I look at it, I don't look at it as being a good pick or great pick or anything like that, but it's one that I can understand better than some of the others. For instance, some of the others that kind of just blew me away was Doug Peterson, who was the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs.
Right.
He is now the head coach of the Eagles.
And there are a lot of people that don't know who Doug Peterson is.
You told me who he was to some degree with what he did in Miami, but I knew him for years as the guy that never played because he backed up Brett Favre.
You're right. He never did play.
No, he was in there only when Brett would get knocked out with a concussion or in for mop-up time.
He came out of Northeast Louisiana University. Was on a Dolphins practice squad forever. He was a quarterback. Just a trivia question. Well, we probably should give tickets for this. We screwed this one up. But he was a quarterback who helped Don Shula win his record 325th victory.
Oh, wow.
Scott Mitchell got hurt.
Man, that's a while ago.
You want to do that trivia? What team did they beat?
Okay, that's a good one. All right, for the 325th win for
record for Shula.
Don Shula. What team did the Eagles beat that day? It's kind of... I just said it. There you go. Never mind. I got it. Eagles on my mind.
So Doug Peterson...
Screw that.
Doug Peterson beats the Eagles to win Shula's 325th game. They carry Shula on their shoulders. Marino was out with Achilles tear. Scott Mitchell dislocates his shoulder in like the first quarter. First play or something crazy like that. Doug Peterson, who had these huge eyes, like that deer in the headlight look.
Yeah.
The whole game. comes in. I think Von Schaum, what was his name? Von, whatever our kicker was, kicked five field goals to win that game or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. And this guy gets the credit for the victory. Shula gets the record. And that's Doug Peterson's claim to fame. It's just so funny to me that...
Now he's the head coach.
23 years later, whatever it is, 24 years later, he's the head coach for the Eagles, the team that he beat. Maybe he made such an impression back then that the Eagles...
Yeah, I don't think so, but you never know.
But he's an offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, right. And they are doing well right now. And that's a surprise hire for me, too. I don't know if it's a wild hire or not.
Let's be honest. We're talking about an offense that went on an entire year without throwing a touchdown pass to a wide receiver. Now, while they have gone on an 11-game winning streak right now, and they've looked great on offense, let's not forget that very simple fact. They went an entire season without throwing a touchdown. In a couple games this year, it took them before they finally had one. It was a long streak before they had a touchdown pass to a wide receiver.
When did Big Coach go to Kansas City from Eagles?
A couple years ago.
Okay, so in 2009... Peterson was hired as the offensive quality control coach for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, so he's a Andy Reid disciple.
In 2011, he was promoted to quarterbacks coach.
Gotcha.
And then promoted to assistant offensive coordinator in 2011. The Eagles set a franchise record that year with 6,386 yards. So in 2013, he was hired as offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess when Andy Reid went to the Chiefs, he took him with him. That's this guy's... deal, but I just know the guy because of the Dolphins, you know. And then when he went to Green Bay, of course, he just sat there and rode pine the whole time.
Right. So there's one move. Peterson, head coach for the Eagles now. Bob McAdoo, as we said, is the Giants' head coach. He was promoted from offensive coordinator.
Yay.
Mike Sullivan was the quarterback's coach, has now been elevated to offensive coordinator with the Giants. That's who it was. So. They're just promoting from within, which means the Giants are now hiring a locker room attendant. Because everybody else just moved up one step. That opened up the door for that one
And that worked so well with the 49ers last year that the Giants are just doing the same thing.
Right.
Right.
It's been fantastic. Oh.
By the way, the 49ers.
49ers have a new coach. The guy that used to coach the Eagles. Chip Kelly. If you're the 49ers, you are already kind of upset about that franchise right now. They went and just submarined themselves. They kicked their head coach out the door. Guys retiring left and right. Bad locker room, I'm guessing. I just don't know what the deal is there. Did you improve your team bringing Chip Kelly in, or is this a huge liability now, knowing how hard he is to deal with as far as players are concerned?
Third coach in 3 years, right. Which is kind of funny to me for a franchise like the 49ers to go through something like this.
Yeah,
Colin Kaepernick, who I think they were trying to get rid of, fits into what Kelly likes to do. You know, is he going to be allowed to do what he likes to do? Who knows? He's got Carlos Hyde. He's going to get rid of Blaine Gabbert. I can't see him keeping Blaine Gabbert, you know, with his offense. Even though he did keep Mark Sanchez and started Sam Bradford in his offense, he might keep Blaine Gabbert because that's about the same kind of quarterback he's had in the last couple of years. I don't know. I don't know what if the 49ers fans should be excited. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know with this guy at all. I don't know if he's going to have control of the team. Is he going to be a GM too? Is he going to be the calling all the shots like he was in Philly?
Ah, man, can you imagine? That seemed like such a failed experiment. I would be amazed that the 49ers would try it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the 49ers just want somebody that can come in and spark life in their offense. I don't.
But the defense is going to suffer, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that hurts him. But, you know, it's funny. We consider him a West Coast guy, right? We think of him as an Oregon.
Yeah.
That kind of. He's from New Hampshire. So I have no idea the connection there with the West Coast besides him being a coach over there. And he went right from New Hampshire as offensive coordinator to Oregon as the offensive coordinator. Just stayed out there as a head coach. Became a head coach and had 3 years as a head coach there. And he's like the best coach ever.
Right,
in
huh?
3 years, which really cracks me up.
That is, he ran a spread offense that got everybody excited in college football. Was putting up big numbers, and people wanted to see it translate to the NFL. There's no proof that what he did worked because he didn't win a national title. So what you took was something that even couldn't even win the title in the NFL or in college. You bring it to the NFL now, and you're expecting Super Bowls. I don't see it.
Me neither.
Joe Philbin is who I thought had become the offensive coordinator there with the Giants.
Right.
Apparently, though, he is going to be on the Giants coaching staff, but he's not going to be the offensive coordinator. They're just going to promote Mike Sullivan. But Joe Philbin, former offensive coordinator for the Packers, went on to coach the Dolphins through the Richie Incognito affair.
Yay, Philbin.
Wade Philbin.
Another great pick that was.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And now he's got some sort of a coaching slash assistant role with the Giants. Nobody really knows what it is yet.
So, okay. This is what I mean. We talked about this the other day, why I don't think the Bengals should get rid of their coach.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there.
Right.
There is nothing. If you can get, and I'm not even sure Nick Saban is going to be the greatest thing since whatever. Urban Meyer might be a good pick for somebody.
Right.
But that's about it, man. Not even Harbaugh right now, because Harbaugh, everybody realizes, is a pain in the butt. Jim Mora Jr., I could see him coming back in the pros. He's at UCLA. He's doing a good job there. You know, for some reason, he can't get over the hump yet over there. But
I would think he'd want to, too.
I think so, too.
I don't think he's a guy that's satisfied.
I think he would be a guy that could be a wild pick maybe next year or something. I don't know. But
yeah.
There are no good coaches out there that you want for your NFL team.
No, you remember a few years ago, we were all talking about all the great coaches that were available at the time because it was after so many guys had just quit or retired or got fired. So every time a coaching position came up, we'd start throwing around the names.
John Gruden.
Like John Gruden and Dungy.
Yeah, Dungy.
And Power.
Sure. Yeah.
All these great coaches that were now sitting around doing commentary or something like that. We're like, wow, we can't draw this person back in. None of those guys ever came out of retirement. So, You know, and Gruden didn't retire, but he got a really nice gig, and it was in,
I think it's like $5 million a year.
And it's,
for
it's
the
a whole lot
does.
Less stressful than what he was doing for a living coaching football. So
nobody hates him. Everybody, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's nobody, you know.
Yeah, he's in line to take over for Ditka as America's coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
One Super Bowl victory, by the way, for Gruden.
Serpentine, son. One Super Bowl victory with somebody else's team.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dungy team. Yeah. But he did beat his old team, so I guess that evens it out. All right, Sports Talk, ESPN 780 KAZM. First hour of a two-hour show. We'll come back with more. Still got some tickets to give away. Kings and Coyotes, stick around. Sports Talk, ESPN 780, KAZM. All right. At what point do you have the dubious distinction, you know? For instance, Butler scores 53 last night for the Bulls.
Oh, we're doing NBA. Right. Oh,
how about that, huh?
All right.
53 points for the Bulls. Wow, career high.
That's awesome.
Overtime win.
Awesome.
Against the 76ers.
Ba-da.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, you had to go to overtime against the 76ers?
That's like beating the Vikings in overtime.
Ugh. Ugh. It's like beating a Mighty Might football team.
That's
overtime.
What I meant.
Like, what is that?
That's what I meant.
Unbelievable. And yet the headline, 53 points for Jimmy Butler. Was like, well, yeah, he's playing the 76ers. He should have put 53 up in the first half.
They're trying to. I actually like Butler. I think he's a heck of a player.
Yeah,
he's but they're trying.
Player.
They're trying to get out of the Rose era so bad in Chicago. Yeah. It's not even funny. He's still playing though. He's still, you know, contributing and everything.
Every time he twists an ankle, man, everybody goes.
But they're just trying. They're just trying to get rid of that era. They're just trying to get. You know what I mean? That stigma of Rose is weakening their Chicago Bulls toughness.
Yeah,
Butler's a tough kid.
Yeah,
and he's a good player. I totally get it. I
mean, oh, yeah. Yeah, I cracked me up. I'm reading that. I was like, wow, 53 points is pretty good. Overtime against the Sixers.
Yeah, it's not even the Knicks, you know what I mean, or something like it's the Sixers, man.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I think they've won three games in 3 years.
It's bad. It's bad. They set the record, did they set the record for the longest losing streak in NBA history? That's amazing.
I know. 30-something games, I think it was.
Does that coach still have a job?
I think there's been three coaches. They just fired Lionel, whatever his name is.
Good. Well, you know, it's hard to keep that job.
Well, I wanted to go back to the head coaching jobs in the NFL because as we were talking, I looked up the stat. And it says that there's a, you know how we talk about the Madden curse on the Madden games,
right,
where you're on the cover and you get hurt the next season?
Right.
Well, apparently there's a London game curse for head coaches.
Is that right?
And first of all, before I say this, it should be noted that the Colts, Jaguars, Bengals, Redskins, and Rams play in London this coming season.
Wow.
So how many of those coaches are in the hot seat? Let's see. The Colts for sure.
Yeah.
The Jaguars for sure. The Bengals for sure. The Redskins, I don't know. Depends how they do, you know. And then the Rams for sure. I think they're – so I think all those coaches are in the hot seat, by the way. But
– yeah, everybody but Marvin Lewis may be in the
– well, even him. Think about it. So here you go. In 07, the Giants beat the Dolphins 13-10. At the end of the season, the Dolphins fired head coach Cam Cameron. In 2000,
that was back in camp.
In 2010, the Niners beat the Broncos. Broncos fired head coach Josh McDaniels later during the season. In 11, the Bears beat the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers fired coach Raheem Morris. Remember that guy?
Right.
At the end of the season. And whatever happened to that guy? In 14, the Dolphins beat the Raiders in London. Raiders fired head coach Dennis Allen before the next game.
Mm-hmm.
In 14 again, the Lions beat the Falcons 22-21, and the Falcons fired coach Mike Smith.
Well, yeah.
In 15, the Jets beat the Dolphins. Coach Philbin was fired before the next game. And then this year, the Chiefs beat the Lions 45-10. They fired the GM and the president before the next game. They kept Caldwell, though.
They did keep, and we just heard today that was a barely that they kept Caldwell. So, yeah.
So you don't want to play in London if you're a little bit rocky on the coaching situation.
Well, at the very least, you want to try and make it back before you get fired. I mean, damn.
You might not fly home. You might not get to fly home.
Right.
A la, what's his name?
You have to get your own
Lane
ticket.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Who misses the team bus to the airport after they win the national championship game. You think somebody would say, hey, where's
nobody gives a rat's.
Where's COC?
Everybody says, where's Lane Kiffin? All right, you're like, let's go then. Just go. Get out of here. Everybody has that one guy. And you know, in any entourage, there's that one guy that you hope is the last one out of the casino or out of the hotel
Lane
room.
Lane Kiffin looks at that guy.
Last guy in the restaurant. Hey, we're out, man. Let's go. We ain't waiting. And you don't care.
Lane Kiffin looks at the guy you've told 87 times, we're leaving.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
Right.
We're leaving. And he just doesn't pay attention.
Right.
Or doesn't care.
He just has that look.
He's like, you're not going to leave without me.
Yeah. No, I'm Lane Kiffin. That's awesome. That just doesn't surprise me at all. Missed the bus and nobody said, hey, anybody seen you? Remember our offensive coordinator, fairly famous guy?
Derrick Henry's going to the NFL, which I think is a great move for him.
Yeah, big time. The guy's a stud. He's going to be a great
running
back.
You see how much bigger he is than the Saints running back who went to Alabama? Won the Heisman
Trophy. Ingram, yeah.
They were standing next to each other.
He's huge. Derrick
Henry.
This
guy looks like the Predator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember when the Predator picked that guy up by the head, whatever that actor's name is? That's how much bigger Henry is. It was incredible.
It's pretty awesome.
21-year-old kid.
Yeah. He's going to be great. He's going to be really good. Only time will tell, but I think he's going to be awesome. You know, Alabama's put out some really good running backs. They got kind of, you know, they had Trent Richardson, which was bad.
I don't know how he goes bad.
I don't know. But then they had Mark Ingram, and he was kind of, he had a pretty good season last year before injuries.
Yep.
But it was the first time, really.
T.J. Yeldon.
You know, T.J. Yeldon didn't do anything. Then they had Eddie Lacy.
Oh, your guy. Yeah, that's right.
Who's now had a bad year.
Right.
So he's very, you know, and now, you know, Derrick Henry. But you look at these guys, it makes you wonder if the shelf life of running backs is just the you know, there's such a rarity to have an Adrian Peterson or a Marshawn Lynch, guys that you can count on in your backfield year after year after year. Otherwise, these guys just don't last, you know.
Well, Marshawn Lynch isn't lasting right now. He's got some weird injury now. It's a stomach pull or something. To me, that's an old age injury. You know, have something. I can understand you have ab tears and stuff like that. This is a weird injury.
I thought at first that we were going to hear sports hernia or something.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. And it just never has come out. So obviously that's not what he has. But he's got some kind of abdominal tear that's really bugging him.
Since November 8th or something, he hasn't played. So, okay, so he comes back, let's say. How good is he going
to
be?
Says he's ready to go, but we won't know until Sunday. Seahawks and Panthers lead things off Sunday morning. And here's your schedule, folks, for this weekend, just to throw it at you. Chiefs and Patriots will lead off our NFL coverage tomorrow. We start our pregame at 1 o'clock. That game will kick off around 2. Chiefs and Patriots here on the Casimir Waves. Then we'll go directly to the Packers down in Glendale against the Cardinals. That is your Saturday night game.
Where are you watching that game at?
Right now, I'm thinking a closet with a little TV that I can throw against the wall.
Come over to the main stage, man.
I know. I would, but you know what? I like to take my embarrassments in private.
Get the Sheboygan.
I've had people asking me, do you want to go to the game? Are you going to the Packer game? I'm saying, no, man. I'm not going to spend $100 on a playoff ticket to get my ass kicked. You know what I mean?
Get the Sheboygan scramble at main stage.
Gives you a little luck. Get the Sheboygan. Will it come with the Sheboygan in it?
All the Packer fans that go there get the Sheboygan scramble.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then the beer brat and the beer bun with the beer chips. You got to get that.
In the beer?
And get the Guinness beer. Exactly. You got to do that, man.
All right. I'm tempted. I am tempted.
Leave at halftime.
Hey, beer and sausage gets me out the door quicker than anything. So, yeah, you got a good point. I'm fine. I may just do that. That'd be a good one. Anyhow, so is there any other I guess that's it for as far as the coaching carousel is concerned. It's kind of been spun around left and right. We'll still have some guys obviously moved into offensive coordinator positions, things like that. The Chiefs, still going on, right?
Yeah, they haven't hired Peterson yet.
He's tabbed as the guy.
Right, they haven't even talked to him. I don't know what the deal was. You know, because you're not supposed to tamper. Right. Unless you have permission. Maybe Andy Reid gave him permission. I don't know. You know, they apparently have a good relationship.
That is weird to me, but that I think is Coughlin stepped down yesterday. Said, no, I'm not the right guy for this job. I'm removing my name from the hat. Which is just kind of weird. Why even interview if you didn't want the job? But that is a weird one. But that when that was all going on, then you hear about Peterson. It's like, well, wait a minute. He's still coaching
right.
The Chiefs. It's all very confusing. I'm not sure the Eagles have any clue what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, because I'm lost on what they're doing, what they've been up to. Obviously, we could blame a lot of stuff on Chip Kelly or whatever, but I don't see where it is they're getting the ideas that this stuff works.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know.
It is weird. I we'll see when next year rolls around how all this starts to pan out and we see some preseason football and stuff. But failed experiment there with Chip Kelly.
I remember Huey Jackson in Cleveland.
Hey, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Cleveland.
Go Coach Huey.
I honestly don't think any of these teams really improved themselves.
They all suck, man.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more sports talk. ESPN 780 KAZN. Welcome back into Sports Talk, ESPN 780 KAZM. We're wrapping up our first hour. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up after this. If you missed the first hour, if you want to catch both hours, you can't stick around. You can catch them on our podcast, either on the Podomatic app or go to Podomatic.com. Or, of course, you can go to our websites, which should be up and running again here.
Yep.
Had some
well, from what I understand, issues. There were so many hits that it took the website down.
It obliterated itself.
Yeah.
It imploded. So we'll get that up and running. But you'll, of course, always follow along on Facebook or anything like that. KAZM Radio, the tweeter, KAZM Sports, at KAZM Sports. And you'll get the podcast and stuff tweeted out that way as well. All right, so with all of those things changing back and forth, this weekend's matchups are interesting because these teams that we have going. I mean, if you look at this, Packers and Seahawks is one thing. The two favorites are Cardinals, Panthers. Neither of which have ever won a Super Bowl.
Right.
If you go over to the AFC. And you're looking at the Steelers, obviously they've got plenty. You're looking at the Chiefs, Patriots, and Broncos. Patriots have plenty. Broncos-Chiefs is a possible matchup.
Yes.
In the AFC Championship. At that point, you would either be rooting for the Chiefs, who haven't won a Super Bowl since
73rd Super Bowl. 70, so what year was that?
No, it wasn't the third.
No?
The third was the Jets. They won the fourth.
Oh, fourth. Okay.
So 71.
Okay. Sounds right.
Yeah, you know.
70 maybe.
Yeah. So, boy, you go back that far to when these guys had championship teams. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the Royals, pretty good little baseball team.
Yes.
Kansas City. What do you think?
Well, I think... Yeah, I think Kansas City could be one of my favorites if they can get past this hurdle this week. I think I might be rooting for them, besides the Cardinals, of course.
Either way, though, you got some fun ones. This could be a very interesting thing. It could be a dynamic where I don't like much like this weekend, where I just don't know who to root for or what to think, you know?
Right.
So, I hate to say it, but I have no idea whether or not I should root for the Cardinals or the Packers. I want to root for both of them. Obviously, I'm a Packer fan, but I just don't think they could beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals are really good this year. We're going to say goodbye for about 5 minutes or so. We'll break for the news. We'll come back with our second hour of sports talk after this. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Sports Talk on 780 KAZN.
I'm glad to be here. I hate to say it. I've been too long. I'm glad to be here.
The number one rated daily sports show in Northern Arizona. Log online to KAZMradio.com/sports to contact your hosts. And now, here they are, Mike Tabak and the Crisis, Rob Lascano.
Welcome back in, sports fans. Second hour of our Friday edition of Sports Talk coming to you. In the studios here at 780 KAZM ESPN Radio. If you missed the first hour of Sports Talk, you can catch it on our podcast later today. Go to podomatic.com or download the Podomatic app. Search KAZM. You can also find our live stream online at any time going to the TuneIn, either TuneIn.com or TuneIn Radio app. And, of course, then you'll be able to search KACM and get the live stream that way.
Mike, can you replay a show on one of those things?
On the stream?
On one of those. Is there a way to replay our show?
Yeah, the podcast, Podomatic.com.
Like if one of my loyal, crazy fans want to listen to me at 2 in the morning.
Absolutely. And, by the way, that would be when your loyal, crazy fans would be tuned in, 2 a.m.
My Japanese fans.
Japanese fans. What do they call you?
I don't know.
Have you? You have a Japanese nickname?
Pomantai.
What?
I don't know.
Hello? We got lots to talk about in this segment. We'll do our picks for the playoffs this weekend. We still have some tickets to give away because I screwed up the trivia question from the first hour. So thankfully, if you weren't listening then and you listen to this hour, you still have a shot at the tickets. We'll give those away here. Los Angeles Kings in town next Saturday to play your Arizona Coyotes. Used to be the Phoenix Coyotes, now Arizona Coyotes. All right, NBA action last night. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
38 straight wins or home wins, something like that?
Something like it's up there. They're now on the year.
And they handled the Cavs like it was nobody's business.
Nobody bidding it.
You know what I mean?
They really did. You know, and Cleveland's a really good team. Cleveland now 27-10.
Yep.
But the Spurs, just too much. And the only team with a better record in the NBA, obviously, is the one who's got the best record at this point in the season of all time, and that is the Warriors. The Warriors have three losses. I don't even remember how many wins. Like
35-3.
35-3?
The three losses came when Curry was out all three games, by the way.
Huh.
And then they beat the Lakers. They pounded the Lakers last night, and I watched some of that. And Kobe looks like, you know, do you remember when Johnny Unitas in a 49er uniform? Was it a 49er uniform?
No, it was the Chargers. Johnny Unitas.
Okay, saw the clip of him like trying to run to the huddle.
Right.
He's kind of wobbling.
Yeah.
That's what Kobe looks like right now. It's weird to me looking at that guy.
A lot of injuries over the last couple of years.
He just looked old. He looks like a fifth stringer.
Yeah.
Playing there.
Did he look like last year of Jordan's Wizard career?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Good one. That's what he looked like.
Jordan with the Wizards at the end, I was convinced could no longer dunk a basketball.
Right.
I was watching him play. I was like, man. But he could shoot better than Kobe can.
Yeah.
He was still scoring all right. Kobe, it takes way too many shots to try and get to his 30 points.
Amazing.
So big game there for the Spurs. They obviously are elite company in the NBA right now. So is Cleveland, though. Cleveland's no pushover. They're going to be there in the East again. I don't think there's any question about that. Speaking of Kobe, though, and his retirement party, whatever you want to call it, there's times when you look at guys in and you just say, man, thank goodness it's over, because it's difficult to watch. Like you said, Unitas in a Chargers jersey. Montana, as good as he was with that Chiefs team and went to the AFC Championship, he was frail. He was old. You know, it was painful to watch at times when he was getting drilled, you know, in the pocket. Otherwise, you have a lot of really good players that you just you cringe to think of them in a different uniform. Brett Favre in a Minnesota Vikings uniform was like that, except for he was really good still. He's, you know, the year before his last year, he was an NFC Championship team, MVP type of season, incredible numbers, maybe his best statistical year ever. Next year he gets hurt, the team stinks, you know, and the rest is history. But when you look at this Denver team with Peyton Manning now back at the helm, don't you kind of get that same feeling that, boy, you are literally 6 months to a year too far into your career / life to be trying to do what you're doing?
Did you think that last year in the beginning of the beginning of the season?
Not at the beginning.
It started happening towards the end of that last season.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the media was on it more than anything else. And I think, you know, the influence the media has, you know, the propaganda that we have to go through, not even knowing that we're going through, listening to all these commentators saying that he's old, he's done, his arm is no longer there. And I'm watching Peyton and I'm thinking, man, he still looks good. I mean, he was 10-1, 7-2 or 8-2, whatever it was this year, and they're bashing this guy.
I know.
Like he's Tim Tebow. You know what I mean? Like he's just the worst quarterback in the league. And I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's 8-2. Now his foot gets hurt and he can't play and whatever. And yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm thinking the media puts this shine on a certain thing and we just go with it.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Now we all like Hillary Clinton.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all hate Donald Trump, right? Because they're casting him as the villain,
right?
He's a nut job, right? Yeah. They're trying to. So now everybody, you know, that's how it works. So I'm looking at Peyton Manning. I'm trying to fight that notion that he's done. He's old. He's decrepit. He's Joe Namath in a 49er uniform. That's the other one that looked terrible,
right?
With the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he still has it.
I don't know if he's still got it.
Really?
I still think he can get it done, though. But he doesn't have it anymore. He hasn't had it for a long time, as far as the arm strength and stuff is concerned. He got away with it because of his brilliance. Outside of that, is his ability to find the open receiver, throw the ball.
Throw you open
to make those downfield throws.
Yep.
You know, you're not watching anybody run a 40-yard fade right now. He gets the ball, he's taking his three-step drop, and he's launching that fade. Either you're there or you're not.
Well, it's funny.
But he's got the ball out quick.
Before we started the show, you asked me what I was watching. A friend of mine sent me a 1988 clip of Dan Marino, all of Dan Marino's touchdown passes for some reason. And there was 42 of them. I forgot how many it was. Oh. And it's funny because in 88, he was towards the end of his mid-career already. And in 88, I would say he was probably
still early-ish.
Seven,
he was 83.
Seven,
kid,
eight
right?
years. Yeah, whatever.
He was,
you know,
he was in 5 years.
So there's like out of the 40-something touchdowns, 30 of them were over 40 yards. Something like crazy like that. You don't see that in the NFL at all. Tom Brady throws maybe one long pass a game, and it's always a decoy pass, that I call it, just to make the Saints respect it. But
he
it's all
throw, yeah. He throws the deep route to the outsides.
Yeah, but it's all within
the middle of the field,
4 or 5 yards of his arm. You know what I mean? And so that's what Peyton does. Aaron Rodgers is probably the only one I see throwing the ball deep if he can get a guy that's open back there, because usually they're covered like a blanket.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer is throwing the hell out of the ball. You notice how many times he goes downfield? Ben Roethlisberger is throwing the ball deep. I love that kind of throwing. You know what I mean? This little and it's the whatever, West Coast offense mentality of keeping it almost like an extension of the running game, where it's like almost like a long handoff.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what everybody's doing. But when I see Peyton Manning throw 37 passes and they're all 2 yard passes, it drives me nuts.
I know.
It drives me nuts. But they're all doing it. Like, you know. But anyway, yeah. This clip was unbelievable how many bombs Marino would throw.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's interesting.
You don't see that anymore.
No, you really don't. Not that kind of gunslinger.
No.
You know, we've got ones like Philip Rivers is a gunslinger, but nothing like that still to this day. They don't have that much. We'll talk football again for a second, to kind of switching gears from the playoffs, though, to talk about the coaching and things like that, the silly season in the NFL. Red McCombs is the former owner of the Vikings.
Yes, sir.
And Red says to the Raiders, why don't y'all come on out to
That's happening.
San Antone, baby.
That's happening. I totally think that's the next move. I think they wanted to go to L.A. I think they really did.
Yeah.
But San Antonio would be perfect for that Raider franchise. If they leave Oakland. You know what I mean? Because I think that's got to be their next move. And it has the same kind of black and gray.
It has the feel.
You know what I mean?
So, it has the commitment to excellence feel.
Yep.
Is it too Western? Is it too country for the Raiders? Now, let's face it, Raiders are Hollywood. You know, have been. That's the Raiders who've been L.A. They've been Oakland, but it's a Hollywood team. It's a California team. Very big the state of California, throughout the state of California. They sell tons of merchandise. I don't know. I could totally see it, because you wouldn't have to change uniforms. You wouldn't have to do anything. It'd be the San Antonio Raiders.
Yeah, man.
It would just be cool. But I don't know. I have a hard time believing that the Raiders could exist outside of California. It would be so weird. It'd be so foreign. You know. To me, that would be like the Giants moving to, you know, Kentucky or something.
I mean, no, that'd be worse, man.
That would be worse.
That would be worse.
But imagine the Giants, like, moving into, you know, Portland or something like that. They all of a sudden become they move from a major market into a smaller one.
Well, check this out. Mike Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, has just purchased a parcel of land about halfway between Austin and San Antonio, about 80 miles apart, where a new stadium could potentially be located.
Well, McCombs says he already has the land.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, I think this is just in the works. And I don't think the Raiders are a team that's going to go to London. I think it's going to be the Jaguars.
Right.
It could be the Chargers. I don't see a Charger move to London being a bad move, actually. I mean, especially with them wanting to get out of San Diego.
You don't think they'll end up in L.A.?
I think they probably will.
The approval for it.
Yeah.
But they don't have to go. They're not going to be there next year. The Rams will be.
Right.
The Rams are done in St. Louis. And the St. Louis fans are now suing the Rams ownership.
How about the NFL? They can't sue the NFL, or
I'm not sure. Are they suing both? But either way, you're dealing with that jilted.
Well, yeah, man. Think about it, though. That totally sucks.
If you're a fan, if you're a diehard football fan, you got season tickets, or even if you go every year or whatever, you've been rooting for the Rams since they won a Super Bowl back in, you know, the late 90s, and you know, that's your team and you're faithful. Your team turns around and leaves you again. Wouldn't be the first team to leave the St. Louis fans behind. You're really hurting yourself long term. There's nothing you can go back in there that's going to be successful for a long time, you know?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, a lot of the NFL T-shirts had the first names of the teams. So they would say Miami, and it would have the Miami, you know, the Miami, and it would say Dolphins somewhere else, I'm sure. But the focus was on the city.
Right.
That totally changed 80s, I'm going to say, something like that, when it became the Browns or the Raiders.
Right.
Because they could be in any city they wanted to be, basically. And I think they made a conscious effort to say, you know what, forget Arizona Cardinals. This is called the Cardinals.
Yeah. I mean,
you see what I'm saying? And and I noticed that all the stuff that people started buying, it's just as Dolphins. It's just as Packers. It doesn't say Green Bay, and that's it. It'll say Green Bay Packers, and if you notice, Green Bay is written real small, and Packers really big.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, you make a good point. There was a transition at some point where we just stopped kind of paying any kind of homage to the city, you know, depending on what the sport is or what your levels and stuff are. If you got certain teams that are still doing that. New York still has New York on the jersey. It doesn't say Yankees in the front of their jersey. It says New York.
That's a whole different thing there.
You're right. But that's the thing is that those still exist. The Dodgers don't have the ones that say Los Angeles anymore.
No.
It just says Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. The 16 NFL stadiums that hosted or will host playoff games, the taxpayers have spent $3 billion on building those stadiums.
Okay.
Per city that, you know. And that's where St. Louis should be pissed. You know what I'm saying? Because that stadium, remember that stadium when they built that? When was that?
Late 90s?
I forgot how much that one cost.
Yeah, it was a bundle.
Well, you see what I'm saying? So here you go. You ask for $8 billion for taxpayers' money to fund a stadium. 20 years, they're gone. That's brutal.
21 years they were out there. Does it seem like it was just yesterday they were in L.A.?
I feel like they're still new there.
It seems like just yesterday that it was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Football Cardinals. Yeah. You know? It's wild. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to put a microphone in front of Madison Morgan. I would have turned it up, but she doesn't have it pointed at anything that makes noise. So we have to wait. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. It is Sports Talk, ESPN 780 KACM. You can talk now if you'd like. We'll wait.
Hi, guys.
We can wait.
You can't hear me.
Hear you too much. The problem is that when you say hello, you're all over the microphone and you're over-modulating it. Then the rest of the show, you no longer have it pointed at your mouth. You sit back, you turn your head, and then I have to sit here and I've got to slide the pot up and down trying to catch your volume correctly. I just wanted to point that out.
Well, you
but
have
how are you?
On several occasions.
All right, hold on. Let me turn you down.
Oh, all right. Hi, Madison.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good God, woman. All right. Don't ask her how she's doing anymore, and stop saying hi, because you overmodulate the microphone when you say that.
Realistic mystic.
The realistic mystic, otherwise known as Pia. In the studio with me, in the Robster.
Carlos.
Oh.
You like my little beard thing I got going on?
No.
No? Come on.
Why not?
Because you have a cute face.
Thank you.
Don't have a cute face. Cover it up.
Yeah, cover it up with the...
I didn't know if I should say it because I couldn't remember if you had something on there.
I keep the goatee because it straightens out my nose.
Well, go get your nose straightened out.
I've tried. Believe me, there's more structure in a bowl of jelly than in my nose.
Well, the goatee doesn't really help.
It does. It keeps it straight. Without the goatee, you see the question mark on my face.
I see that.
My nose looks like a right-hand turn signal.
Mike's got like the perfect trimmed goatee. If you think about it, right? Doesn't it look? He looks like one of those sword guys. You know what are they called? The guys.
The gay blade.
No, hey, what's the matter, you?
No, the Zorro. Don't you remember that was one of the Zorro movies?
Oh, the gay blade.
It was called the gay blade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I kid you not.
But that meant happy.
Sure.
Okay.
If that works for you.
Well.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. All right.
No,
the disclaimer.
Because it makes you look older.
I know.
Well, he is old.
It's a thing we're doing at the main stage. All the guys are growing. All these guys have a
couple of the gals.
Six inch points of their beards.
Really?
I'll never get that. Wow.
That looks terrible. Do you know how much junk gets in a beard?
Oh, I'll keep it combed.
comb.
Yeah.
It's got to be clean.
Yeah, I wash it. And
you know, the beard's
it.
Actually healthy for that. It keeps a lot of the bacteria out
no,
of your
it doesn't.
Nose and in your mouth.
Beards are the dirtiest feature you can have on your face.
Well, I thought a mustache was.
All of it.
Really?
Whatever's on your face.
Huh.
All right.
Never mind. You guys, I'm not telling you anything. What's up?
Huh.
Hey.
What about the frown on your face? How unsanitary is that?
Well, you guys give me the frown.
No, we don't.
We do not. We don't do anything to turn it upside down.
No.
Well, you come in with that thing.
It just stays like this permanently.
Yeah.
Well, we got some big picks to pick for this weekend.
All right, check this out. You want to talk about frown going upside down? Take a look at this. The Colin Kaepernick jersey was on clearance at the team shop, the 49ers team shop.
Right.
So you could get your cheap number 7 49ers jersey.
Right.
Because let's face it, the guy sucks. Now that Chip Kelly's the head coach, jersey back off of the clearance rack back to regular price.
$110.
Right.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but yeah. Can you, a coach that runs a spread option offense gets a mobile quarterback, and it's apparently it's the next coming of whatever's going to be great in San Francisco.
The thing that I don't know if it could work there is Kaepernick's intelligence. What Sam Bradford I didn't think was the sharpest guy in the
right.
You know, and it couldn't work for him. Sanchez is a little bit smarter than Bradford. I think it worked a little better with Sanchez in there.
Considering this is a human being that actually bounced himself off his own lineman's butt.
And wears the weirdest thing is in his hair.
Yeah.
But Kaepernick, is he smart enough to handle the offense? I don't know. Athletically gifted, probably. He could probably do it, I think.
You think Gabbert could do it?
No. I think Gabbert should be out of the league.
Why do you hate Gabbert so much?
Just a name, Blaine.
Blaine bothers
the crap out of me.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know anybody named Blaine?
No.
Do you know anybody named Blaine, Madison? Blaine.
Biff. I know someone.
Biff isn't a bad. Actually, I would rather
those
take.
Those are Texan names or
Blaine
North.
Is a Texan name?
Blaine, no. Blaine's more of
San
a
Francisco.
Northeast. No, oh. Northeast, like New England.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
They're kind of, you know, semi. Think they're the Kennedys.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a Kennedy snobby name.
Correct.
Okay.
You get the names.
You shouldn't say that.
No,
I
know.
That wasn't that nice.
No.
Who cares? I'm not in a good mood.
You offended everybody named Blaine. There's like none of them in our listening audience. Maybe there's one.
I bet there is.
There's probably one, and we could afford to lose that one
if
listener.
If Blaine calls the station, give him the tickets.
There you go.
Any Blaine.
If there's a Blaine out there, I got 4 tickets, Coyotes.
True name.
And,
real name. Got to show proof. You got to
show
the ID
when you come in. But if your name is Blaine, and I'll take middle names too.
Oh.
All right. If you.
Bob Blaine. Bob Blaine.
What's the. There was the. isn't there a magician? David Blaine or something like
that? Yeah, David Blaine?
So I think so. Anyhow, but we're not going to take...
No. It's got to be first name only.
Right. Got to be first or middle. We'll go that. We'll go middle.
Because there's no Blaines.
Right. We're trying to broaden the spectrum here. Let more people have a shot at winning these tickets. So if your name's Blaine, call in.
My
and
name's
you got,
Blaine.
Call in and
I
you'll win.
It.
Stop talking so I can tell them what they win. Good God. You done?
Yeah.
Right. Actually, Blaine is a name.
Okay, now you're going to start?
What do you
just look up the name by... Hang on.
Okay.
People, you got 4 tickets to the frickin' Kings and the frickin' Coyotes next Saturday night. Okay?
I'll take them.
4 tickets if your name's Blaine. Or if you can get it changed before the end of the program. I don't know what you got to do to get that done, but can you do that on the internet these days? Change your name?
I don't know how long it takes.
I think you got to fill some stuff out.
Yeah, you can probably change your name faster than you can get a gun nowadays.
I'll cut it out.
All right.
I'm going to change my name to Smith & Wesson.
That would be awesome.
Smith, then the initial N, Wesson.
That's about to be awesome.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, come on.
Right?
You know, see, this is why there's something really wrong with you.
I've got a friend named Colt Magnum.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No,
He actually is called in the show a couple
times. Is he a stripper?
No.
Be honest.
That's his name. I don't know, but that's his name.
Probably. He knows him personally.
Blaine
get it?
Is a character in Pokemon. He is the gym leader of Cinnabar Island.
Who the what?
See, everybody on this radio, on this show,
isn't that where you get the little cinnamon sugar sticks at the... okay, that's right. Cinnabon.
Those are delicious, by the way.
Nummy.
I just want to tell the audience that everybody must think that you guys are really, really smart.
We are smart.
But it's because you both have iPads and you're...
I don't have an iPad.
Whatever that thing is. And I work on my own brilliance. And you guys have to look everything up. Come on. That was great.
I'm pretty sure that they've figured that one out already, Madison. If anybody's ever tuned into this program before, they know you don't have anything in front of you to go off of.
No. I work from my own brain and the universe.
And the universe thanks you for it.
So,
all right, so get your no longer discounted Colin Kaepernick jerseys. Rob awesome. Gronkowski got an injection again on his knee. Mm. Did not practice yesterday. Limited practice on Wednesday. Missed most of the week. Obviously, he's going to play. But we'll have to see how well he does against this Chiefs defense, which is very good.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's going to be tough for them. Is Jones going to play after after apologizing for screwing up?
I don't know. I would imagine he's going to because he didn't do anything illegal. It should be illegal.
Yeah,
it was a horribly
synthetic
bad
marijuana.
Decision. Yeah, synthetic marijuana. He hallucinated. Showed up at the police station shirtless.
I heard he put it and rolled it in a synthetic tobacco leaf. Cigar tobacco leaf.
Is that right?
And it had a synthetic blunt.
Wow.
And he showed up at the police station?
He was synthetically inhaled. And he showed up at the police station, like, hallucinating, asking for help. They took him to the hospital, and he's fine now, and he's back at the team. But what he's doing is what I'm sure he thought he could get away with because he can smoke this stuff, and they can't test for it. It's not illegal, technically. But it's, you know, it's
what does it mean when it's synthetic?
Fake.
That's what it is. We had a problem with it here for a while where it was being sold as incense. And you'd buy it at the smoke shops and stuff. And these kids were all doing it, high school kids, because it wasn't technically illegal. It acts like marijuana, but it has more hallucinogenic factors. And kids were flipping out on this stuff.
I never heard of it.
Major anxiety.
Yeah,
and
nuts.
Losing it. Kids, hurting themselves, cutting themselves, all kinds of stuff.
By the way, Blaine Gabbert is from Baldwin, Missouri. So
who?
He is a Midwest dude.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert, okay. The guy we were talking about.
Blaine. We're back to that?
No, I just wanted to give you information that it is a Midwestern guy.
One guy. But the other Blaines I've known were in New England.
Okay.
How many Blaines have you known?
Three.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
I've never met a Blaine in my entire life. Never met one. The only Blaines I remember is you got the guy that has the last name, the magician.
Yeah.
But you got this one, Blaine Gabbert. Then the only other one I can even recall having the name Blaine is the character from the Pretty in Pink movie. Remember that? Molly Ringwald and...
The real snobby guy.
The real snobby.
Blaine.
Yeah, and then John Cryer's like,
yes.
Blaine? What kind of a name is Blaine?
Yes.
It sounds like an appliance.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Man made a point. What kind of a name is Blaine? I don't know.
Well, there's actually a Barbie doll named Blaine.
Is that right?
He was friends with Ken, and he was very popular, and he was a guy named Blaine, Barbie doll.
Why does that not surprise me?
He had a sister named Summer. In the Barbie doll collection.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
They just sold a Barbie doll, by the way.
Yeah.
A divorced Barbie doll.
That's
what the label was. And it's like $500 for the doll. It comes with Ken's house and Ken's car.
Stop it. You know what? This is
That's not the whole joke, but it was good.
It was
close enough.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, you just loved it, didn't you?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
telling you, I'm Rob's biggest fan. He cracks me up. All right, we got to take a break.
Let's make picks, man. I can't wait to pick this.
I know you can. Pick your nose. We'll be right back. Stick around. No, not you with the pick nose picking.
Oh, I love this song.
You can't even hear this. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? It's got a beat. You can dance to it.
You know, it's, I can't remember the name.
Yeah, it's that
one. Got the power.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
All right, welcome back in.
City sleeps and I'm
Sports Talk, ESPN 780 KAZM. It's not quite time to do the picks.
Why?
It's getting close to that time, mainly because I want to annoy you.
Listen, don't you think we should pick the picks and then... Ooh, that sounded weird. Pick the picks and then we can chat a little bit about it.
All right. I'm not against this proposal. It needs to be seconded and then we may ratify
second,
it.
Please second it, Rob.
I'll second it. That's all fine. Right.
All right. Then it is done.
Okay.
We will do our picks. All right. Let's start with our Saturday. Again, folks, Saturday and Sunday, we will have all of the NFL playoff action for you. The divisional round of the playoffs. Chiefs and Patriots leads it off. 1 o'clock pregame, 2 o'clock kickoff. This one's going to be interesting because the Chiefs are the hottest team in the NFL, 11 straight. Patriots... What did they go?
Two and four
to end the season?
The worst stretch in Belichick's coaching career with the Patriots.
Yeah. I don't think the Patriots win this game. It is Foxborough.
Wow.
It is Foxborough, but and they have had 2 weeks, essentially, to prepare. And I don't
think
they're
lost
crazy.
The mojo.
Maybe. I don't think they're crazy enough to have not prepared this whole time for the Chiefs.
No. And that Belichick's going to be prepared.
Yeah.
The thing I'm concerned about is if Gronkowski is hurt. Hey, look, he can be 80%. He's going to be all right. But if, let's say he gets hurt. Let's say they hit him in the knee again, which they're going to hit him in the knee.
Yeah.
Right? And he has a back problem, too.
Yeah.
So let's say he doesn't play half the game. Patriots are in trouble.
They really are. Edelman's their key, and we don't know what we're going to see out of him either.
No.
So I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one.
Mm.
I can't say I would mind it either. The Patriots just won again. I don't mind the Patriots winning. I really don't, because I think it's a class organization, regardless of every other AFC football fan out there that can't stand them. I think they're a classy organization. I just they just won, and they don't need another one. So I'll take the Chiefs.
I'll take New England.
Whoa.
Why are you taking New England?
Because I'm from the East.
Okay, hold on a second here. Because you said, no,
she's smarter than us.
No. Listen to this. She says, I think we should do our picks, and then we can chat about them.
Yeah, we're going to chat.
So then I said, okay, why do you take the Patriots? Because they're from the East. Thanks for the chat.
I'm from the East.
Oh, okay, that's better. That strings it out. That tells me exactly what you're thinking. You know what you are? You're like that person who says they want to talk, and then every time you ask them what's going on, they're like, nothing.
You mean
nothing.
Like a wife, you mean?
Yeah. Like, what's the matter? Nothing. And you know that your world is about to blow up. That, yeah. The planet you once knew as Earth is about to turn into a wasteland.
And
you're trying to preemptively end the strike that nukes the planet.
Yeah, forget it.
And the opposition says, nope, don't want to talk.
No.
Nope.
Hiroshima coming.
Yeah. Which is code for you should know why I'm pissed, and the fact that you don't pisses me off even more.
That's why I'm not married.
I know it.
Look, Tom Brady didn't throw 4,700 yards for no reason, 36 touchdowns. I got to stick with the Patriots. I just cannot see.
What's his explanation?
He's giving it.
I'm just telling you.
It sure as hell ain't because they're from the East.
I'm worried about Gronkowski not playing the whole game.
Right.
If he can give him a quarter and a half, two big touchdown catches, is Blunt going to be able to play?
Blaine Blunt?
Blaine Blunt.
LeGarrette
Blount.
If he can handle the ball. But that Kansas City defense, man, I can tell you, they look like a pack of wild dogs. Granted, it was the Texans.
Right.
Right?
Which
but
is really easy to look great against offensively.
They were all over
against their offense,
that team.
Yeah.
So if they're like that against New England, then New England's in trouble, man. You know what I mean? If they eat up their receivers.
Well, and that Swiss cheese offensive line, man, I got news for you. That's going to be very hard to stop them from getting to Tom Brady and knocking him off his spot. That's how you beat Tom Brady, is if you can get him to move off of his spot before he has to throw the football. Get him off balance
right.
a little bit.
Get him a little nervous.
Yeah, it's just like Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Brady's a little bit quicker and more elusive in the pocket than Manning's ever been, but... Man, I don't. Yeah,
check this out. Travis Kelce, who's the Chiefs' version of Rob Gronkowski.
Right.
They have the same amount of catches, 72 catches apiece. Travis Kelce has 875 yards and 72 catches, 5 touchdowns. Gronkowski has 1176 yards and 11 touchdowns in the 72 catches. Now that tells you something about.
Yeah.
Is it Gronk extending the run? You know, after yards after catch. Of course it is. I mean. You know Brady ain't throwing bombs to him. It's catch and run with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they get him open in space, man. And when you do, and then all of a sudden what you've got left is a 5 foot, 10-inch, 195-pound safety.
Trouble, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Pats. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why he gets hit in the knees. So.
Yep.
All right. So you're going with the Patriots because of a well-thought-out plan attack the Chiefs, based on the progress and the overall success of the Patriots this year.
Yes, sir.
You're going at the Patriots based on geographical location. And that's explaining it a little bit. What was it I believe you said?
My geographical location.
Which is in Arizona.
Yes, but I'm still...
Originally.
Spiritually...
Connected to the East Coast. I'm still on East Coast time.
Connected.
I believe that. I definitely believe that. I believe that, because if that's true, then you don't get up till noon.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly sense. Correct.
She's still in her pajamas right now. So.
I know.
All I have to do is jump back in.
All right. Well, stay with us for another couple minutes. We'll keep moving on here. Second game.
Mm-mm.
Saturday night.
Mm-mm.
Green Bay Packers head into Arizona. They're taking on the Cardinals. You know how I go. You know how I am with this.
I know.
I don't believe the Packers will win this game, but I will take them because I can't root otherwise.
This is like your wife or your girlfriend.
What's your explanation?
My wife and
my girlfriend. This is like your wife or your girlfriend arguing with your brother.
No, screw the brother.
Well, if you had a close sibling and they're arguing and you're sitting there going, "Gosh, I don't know."
Screw the close sibling. Yeah, this would be like my wife and my girlfriend arguing. No, then I'd still go with the girlfriend. Never mind. Bad analogy. I'm gonna take the Packers just because that's the way
loyalty,
I root.
You're a loyal
so
dude.
There you go. I'm going to go your route, and I'm just going to take the Packers just because.
No, you're a loyal dude, and that's your loyal route.
I'm a loyal
guy. That
makes
total sense to me why you would take the Packers.
That's how I go.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to take the Cardinals.
And for what reason?
Because I live in Arizona.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because they're very good this year. Come on.
That's outstanding analysis, honestly, Madison.
I can do
that.
Analysis.
No, that's good. That was good.
Well.
Not just good this year, really good this year.
Really, really.
Oh, double really.
Yes.
All right. I buy into it.
I don't know anybody's name on the team.
Yeah, you do.
The Cardinals?
You don't know anybody on the Cardinals team?
Nope.
You don't know the quarterback?
No.
You don't know the dreadlock wide receiver?
She didn't draft them.
She went through an anti-dreadlock phase in the fantasy football draft this last year.
How did I do so far?
Oh, it's over. You. I think you finished like seventh or something like that.
I think you were better than I was, though.
Sixth.
Really?
Year.
I think so.
You weren't the worst. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
I think you finished sixth, maybe. Yeah.
Really? Wow, I came in fifth last year.
Yeah, well, you're progressively getting worse.
And
You did draft guys with dreads this year, though.
Yes,
so
I did.
You're opening up. You're broadening your horizons.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You also drafted six quarterbacks. But
well, I thought, you know,
you
thought that was a perfect plan.
It was fantastic. except you couldn't get all of the quarterbacks. Then nobody else could get them. You could just make them trade. All right.
I'm picking the Cardinals. I'm thinking the Cardinals. The only thing
you
I could
think it'll be like it was to, you know, a couple weeks ago where they just blow them out.
I haven't seen any difference besides maybe Green Bay's clicking a little better right now.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think they beat a beatable Washington Redskins team.
Yep.
Who hadn't won a game against a winning team this season.
Is that right?
They, everybody they beat had losing records, apparently. So Green Bay beating those guys, Green Bay should have beat those guys.
Right.
Green Bay beating Arizona, I just don't know if it can happen. I mean, yeah. I think unless they just turn on a switch and they're clicking. You know how some teams click late like
right.
that, and Green Bay
yeah.
may be clicking. I still don't see the improvement in wide receivers. Their tight end is nowhere to be found. It's all Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If I tough, was man. Green Bay, I wouldn't even show up. That ought to get him good, huh? I would just decline.
You would forfeit the game.
Yeah, I would forfeit. Mm.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, because you know, save on injuries and things.
It's not.
And just wait for next year.
Not an entirely invalid theory. I mean, if you don't believe you can win, why show up at all? Right.
Right.
Are you
French
the game.
By any chance?
French?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I thought so. Can you read that calendar over there?
John Wayne?
Yeah.
Well, is he French?
I apparently. I don't know.
He's not French.
Yeah, well, that's what I didn't think. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Sports Talk, ESPN 780 KACM. Here come the jesters. One, two, Bad three. Company.
Three jesters.
Reminds me of Madison Morgan.
I like this song.
Yeah. Remember the one called Bad Finger?
Bad Finger,
the band? You remember Bad Finger, don't you?
I remember the name. I don't remember what they played.
Some cool band names out there, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, where do you come up with that?
Well, I think Metallica's the best name ever.
Metallica's cool. I like that one. It's not bad. Iron Maiden.
Oh.
Good one. Yeah.
Yes.
Some of them, you just wonder.
Yeah.
Badfinger would be one of those.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of something else with that.
Stinkfinger. Something like that.
Pull this finger.
Right, pull this finger. Exactly. Sunday, Seahawks travel into Carolina to take on the Panthers.
Man.
Panthers 15-1.
Yes.
Not bad. 9:30 for the pregame show, 10:30 kickoff. This Seahawks. One's going to be great. This is the two great defenses. Seahawks have Russell Wilson. Panthers have Cam Newton. Very similar makeups on each side. Underappreciated receiving core.
Right.
On each side.
Right.
Better than average running backs, I think. I look at this and I think that the Panthers defense is going to be the difference maker in this game. I really think that they're going to win this game. Although, honestly, if it came down to me choosing between Cam Newton or Russell Wilson, which one was going to struggle more against a defense, I would think that Cam Newton's going to struggle more. What does that say about who will probably be the MVP? Because I don't think he's the better quarterback in this game.
The problem is Seattle didn't look that good against Minnesota.
Right.
And I thought out of all the teams in the NFC in the playoffs, I thought Minnesota was the weakest one.
Okay, see, I thought they were stronger than Washington.
Washington actually beat them.
Yeah.
Well, no, they lost to Washington, didn't they? They lost to Minnesota, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah. But I thought Washington was a better team, though, going into that weekend. I thought Green Bay beating Washington should have happened. And I also thought Carolina should have beat.
I thought the Seahawks would beat Minnesota, but I.
Handily,
think,
I thought. But
I
not,
didn't think
not
it would come down to a missed field goal
right.
for 27
minutes. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm thinking Seattle might be
in
trouble.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, my birthday is on Super Bowl.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, so let's have a party.
All right, you got it. Steelers and Broncos. I'm going to take the Panthers. You take Seahawks. What are you going to take?
Panthers.
Broncos.
I'm going to take Broncos. Broncos or Steelers? Which one?
Steelers.
Okay. There you go, folks. Enjoy your football this weekend. Be safe. Be smart. Unless you're Madison, then we'll just hope,
I guess
we'll
there was
just
no blame.
Go Blaine. No Blaine.
Go Blaine.
Go Blaine.
Can't blame him.
All right, can't blame him. See you later. I'm out of here. I can't handle this. I quit.